The Melrose Sanitarium, Melrose, Massachusetts, September 2nd, 1904. I have words to speak to our brethren in New England. The merciful Heavenly Father, in His providence, has given to His people in New England a superior position for a sanitarium. It responds to the picture presented to me of what a sanitarium should be, connected with our large cities. And when I learned that a sanitarium had been established near Boston, my heart rejoiced. I knew that the Lord was making provision for Boston to be worked, and also the many towns and villages pleasantly situated. The lakes in the park are fed from springs which have their origin in highlands, coming from rocky channels and emptying their pure waters into these lakes. I am so very grateful to God that such a place has been secured on easy terms. I thought I should certainly see this place before now. For some 3 years I have been receiving instruction that a sanitarium should be established near Boston, and with lands to be worked connected, I thought that this would cost so large a sum that we could not reach it. I scarcely dared to mention it, for all men have not faith. But when word came that this place had been secured, I was grateful and thanked the Lord. I have written something in regard to this site, which will appear in the Review and Herald. There are 40 acres of land, 4 large buildings. These buildings have not been erected with any effort to display, but they give evidence of a substantiality that is now rare in buildings. In the buildings in which we have rooms, all the doors are of solid walnut. Also the bureaus, mantels, and washstands have marble tops. In the future, some changes will need to be made in these buildings for the better accommodation of patients. With few changes, they can be made more serviceable, but the lack of money has been the great drawback. These buildings should be supplied with conveniences that will harmonize with the surroundings. The adaptability of the buildings to sanitarium work is surprising. Another large building is needed to accommodate the wealthy patients who will come to the institution for treatment. The management has not yet advertised the sanitarium widely, as will be done when the institution is provided with rooms and conveniences that will harmonize with the location. The local surroundings are delightful. The park is filled with various kinds of trees, the pine, the fir, the maple, the catawba, and many others. I shall not attempt to name them all. The arrangement of these trees seems to us to be in the very best taste that could be manifested by human skill to call the patients out of doors. And the roomy piazzas are as though prepared purposely for the sick people. There was one long, extensive building erected at large expense for tourists, fully furnished for a hotel and restaurant, to entertain guests from Boston. Well, our brethren looked at that newly erected building, which was very much more elegant and in style for pleasure seekers. They knew that they could not reach the money cost of so large a building. But that building was destroyed by fire. Then Brother Nicola began to try to find out what the property could be purchased for. He learned that $40,000 was the price asked. The property is situated in a large park. Such advantages as it presents are surprising, and there cannot be a place found with the idea of reaching the people in Boston that will be so favorable. No buildings can be put up in the park grounds. This property has been brought into our possession in the providence of God to be a place for the fitting up of workers, so that where now there is but one worker, there may be 100 laboring in and about Boston. This place will attract the higher classes, and the only way to reach them is for them to come to our sanitariums. Connected with this sanitarium, there should be an able speaker to give parlor lectures, a man that can reach the people where they are. Men should be at work according to their ability to meet the necessities of Boston. Every advantage should be made to meet the higher classes, and this is the way, through our sanitarium. If land should be secured within reasonable distance, it should be done. For the truth can be worked from our schools if they have lands. But the sanitarium near Boston cannot at present do much in this line. A commodious building is to be erected to accommodate those designated in the scriptures as the those in the highways. They need the knowledge on health reform that we can give them. These people of means and intelligence are to have every chance to listen to religious discourses. There should be men of a special drawing ability to work to entertain the guests. The reading matter furnished should be ample, and the discourses given would not require a meeting house to be specially erected. But later on, this matter can be decided. A gift has been made by the Thayer family.
The Thayer family have bought the South Lancaster Sanitarium and have given our people the building if they will take it away. This building has been taken down and transferred to Melrose. It will take means to put up this building in good order and equip it for service. Not less than $15,000 should be invested. Now comes the building problem. May the good Lord open the way for this, his work, to be carried on solidly. The wealthy people need the instruction that they can receive at our sanitariums. The Lord would have every exertion made to get at the people where they will become interested in Bible instruction, and men of capability and tact will be called to exercise their God-given talents to make a success. This feature of the work is to be continued in the towns and villages near the city of Boston. There should be an intermediate school at a proper time, erected in these towns and villages, and teachers who understand how to educate the children how to work. Proper training requires this. The children need the instruction, preparing them to do useful exercise in work. But this question will be a matter to be considered further on. When the Melrose property was bought, there were many hair mattresses among the furniture. These were taken apart and thoroughly cleansed, and were found to be made of the very best hair. Vehicles, agricultural implements, and house furnishings such as bureaus, washstands, chairs, etc., were included in the purchase. Yet even if these had not been left, the property would have been cheap, considering the beauty of the location. When the Lord sees that his people can advance, as the Lord sees that his people can take in and discern his providence and will advance, he will work with them to clear the way. But if there are those who keep the foot upon the brake, the carriage cannot move. The Lord calls for wide-awake men who will see and understand. We have not less interest than we had. We have there a location that is suitable for the place, and other lands close by should be secured. But money is now needed to carry on the work already begun. The Lord's work must move. Washington has its location, beautified with pines and maples and many other kinds of trees. It also has a supply of the pure water which comes from the mountains. The location is in every way desirable. I had the privilege of riding whenever and wherever I chose to go. We were privileged to ride in the roads through the parks, and great care was taken to keep the roads in these parks in perfect condition. It is through these parks that the president takes his rides for recreation. During the last Sabbath and Sunday of our stay in Tacoma Park, all-day meetings were held on the grounds, there being seats provided. There was an excellent interest, and considerable interest was manifested in the message that we bore. I had the privilege of speaking on Sabbath and Sunday mornings, and the people listened earnestly. The Lord strengthened me, and for this I praise his holy name. I am convinced that we are in the right place. In Tacoma Park, there are no saloons. Men in business in Washington have made their homes there, and they have their neat residences surrounded with trees. These men think of their families, and they have exerted their influence that Tacoma Park shall not be a place where drunkards are made. Tacoma Park is only 6 miles from Washington, and from it the city can be worked. There is plenty of land that can be obtained for the building of the homes of our workers, so that they will not be compelled to live in the city. I praise the Lord that we have so favorable a location, and that the work of building is making advancement. The Lord has favored our workers. After the Baltimore fire, lumber was brought there fast, in greater supply than it could be used. Because of this oversupply, a quantity was offered cheap, and having the money in hand, our brethren purchased a quantity at a figure below cost, thus saving about $2,000. Then all the sand and gravel was close at hand, in Sligo Creek. This was a great advantage. Also, the rock that was needed for foundation work was close at hand. We recognize the hand of God in all this. Earnest, humble men will be recognized by their trust in God. If they will continue to be humble, the Lord will give them special grace, so that his name shall be glorified by all the workers. Then the truth will have effect, because of the fruit born in the lives of the workers. I pray the Lord to bless them largely.